We're hearing a lot more, and again, multiple tumors, about targeting different pathways simultaneously, vertical targeting, et cetera. You're right now running a trial looking at RAD001 plus sorafenib.
How do you know? You know a lot.
Which is, you know, really interesting. All kinds of combinations you can imagine in this situation. Can you talk a little bit about your study as well as some of the other studies right now looking at combinations of biologics?
Sure. Let's start with some of the more mature studies that we've seen actual, some abstract data. The obvious studies right now that I see appealing and attractive is looking at the tyrosine kinase inhibitors with Avastin. I think that's an interesting field, but as we've seen in the phase one, a difficult task because of the hypertension associated with combining these drugs. And we've seen the investigators, good investigators, have to constantly change the dose level of one or the other agent, where they try to move the Avastin up, and they get stuck with hypertension. They decrease it and try to move the TKI, whether it's sunitinib or sorafenib, and they get stuck with hypertension. But they're seeing activity. So the adverse effect profile, adding in the skin and the other various side effects that we know of, are making it difficult.